Doyle's budget proposal includes a tax on the gross receipts of hospitals, but under a federal formula, Washington would send Wisconsin hundreds of millions of dollars that would be given back to the hospitals to partly reimburse them for serving Medicaid patients. Doyle's office brought several healthcare executives to a media event in Milwaukee to speak in favor of the plan. John Oliverio of Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare says the governor's proposal would reduce his company's shortfall in Medicaid reimbursement by 30%, or $25 million. Oliverio says that would help the pocketbook of other hospital patients.
From the standpoint of the amount of money that they would ultimately have to pay for their health care going forward, it would be reduced because they would not be making up the difference of the government shortfall by the amount of the tax.
Oliverio also says his hospitals would be less likely to shift treatment costs to employers and insurance companies. Doyle's plan has been watered down since it was first proposed, easing the burden on hospitals that would not gain money and halting the tax in 2 years if it's not living up to its promises. Those moves and others have gained the backing of some hospital and business groups, but Republican legislative leaders say they still don't want to okay a tax hike. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.